Psalm chapter 1, from verse 1 to 3. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he doth meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The title of my message this morning is The Blessed Man. Hallelujah. The Blessed Man. I want you to know that God desires that we live a life that is full of his blessing. Musitara Jesu, amen. It is God's desire that each and every one of his children lives a life which is full of his blessing. You know, many of us, many times, are quick to receive God's blessing through the laying on of hands, or through the declaration by the ministers of God over your life. Amen? Amen. But sadly, we do not make an effort to try and maintain that grace. Hallelujah. Yes, if a minister of God pronounces a blessing over your life, you can be blessed. Amen. And one thing I would want you to know is, as long as you are a Christian, a born-again Christian, you are blessed, because everyone who is in Christ is blessed. But the problem mainly that we have is to maintain that grace, is to continue walking in that blessing of God of our lives. Musitara Jesu, amen. Hallelujah. Without maintaining that grace that is upon your life, the blessing of God will not work in your life. Paul warns believers at Corinth not to receive the grace of God in vain. You know what is to receive the grace of God in vain? You receive the grace, but then the grace will not work for you. I want the grace of God to work in my life. Musitara Jesu, amen. Now, we will notice the psalm. I love this psalm because it is the very first among all the 150 psalms. It is the very first. And not only is it the very first, but it is a very powerful psalm. Have you read it? Amen. You notice, Kuti, this topic, you know, the subtitle on Psalm 1 is Two Ways of Life Contrasted. So Psalm 1 is contrasting two kinds of lives. That it is, you know, that is what it is all about. It is contrasting two types of lives. Mustara Jesu, amen. It is speaking about two paths of life. In other words, it is talking about the godly man and the ungodly man. What happens in the life of the godly man and what happens in the life of the ungodly man? Two kinds of lives contrasted. Mustara Jesu, amen. Now, what is the meaning of blessed? Hallelujah. Because the Bible, you know, in verse 1, starts saying blessed is the man. Blessed is the man. What is it, you know, mean to say blessed? The Hebrew word for blessed there is Esha. Tell your neighbor, Esha. Amen. Esha. So it means happy. So the Bible is saying happy is the man. Ooh. It means to be fortunate. So the Bible is saying fortunate is the man. Why fortunate? Because you are receiving some unforeseen or unexpected good or some good which was not dependent on one's own skill or efforts. What you are receiving is not dependent on your own skill. It's not dependent on your own efforts. But you are fortunate. It is coming from God. That's why the psalmist is saying, blessed, happy is this man. Fortunate is this man. Then it also means to be envied. Come on. Amen. You are an object of envy. Unozo, if you are an object of envy, munhu kana achikutarisa anenge achiti dai ndaita saningi. You are being envied. So the psalmist is saying, to be envied is this man. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Amen. To be envied is this man. Fortunate is this man. Happy is this man. Who is this man? I did a church here, but I don't go away. You know, the word of God is sweet like honey. Can I start raw kunakira? Start zaita. No. As you go, ni kutuvem Kristu. Uri mchechi oni kakunakirwa. Nishukura mwa. The psalmist said, your word is sweeter than honey. Come on, somebody. Did a church here, pana? So when we are saying blessed is the man, it means God will make his blessing come upon you as a result of abiding in his word. That's why the psalmist is saying, blessed is the man. Amen. When God blesses you, you have been empowered to live in victory in line with what God has declared over you. So when the Bible is saying blessed, or when God blesses you, you have been empowered by God to live a life of what? Of victory in line with what God has declared over your life. That's what it means to be blessed. Ladies and gentlemen, the blessing of God is different from possessions. The blessing is not possessions. So if you have possessions, don't think you are blessed. And in the church, because we have people who have possessions and yet do not know God. Those people don't carry the blessing. And in the church, so here the psalmist is not even talking about possessions. When he's talking about the man who is blessed. This is a man who is carrying an anointing over his life that comes from God. And that anointing is going to work in the way that God has declared over your life that it is going to work. When God blessed Abraham and said, you shall be a father of many nations, he became a father of many nations. The blessing will bring it to pass. Yeah. And when God has blessed you, no man can curse you. Akuna curse no stick up a life yako when God has blessed you. Come on, church. That is the power of the blessing of God. Musitara Jesu, amen. Amen. So I want you to know the characteristics of the man who is being called blessed. Because the psalmist said, blessed is the man. Which kind of man is the psalmist talking about? Now, I want you to know that this blessed man, according to the verse that we have read, there are things that he runs away from. The one who is called blessed. And then there are things that he pursues. This blessed man, there are things that he what? He runs away from. Whilst he is running away from these things, he is pursuing other things. So he is not just running away from stuff. But as he is running away, turning away from some things, he is pursuing. He's not running without direction. But as he is running away from these things, he has a goal. There are things that he is pursuing in his life. Amen. So he says, this man does not walk in the counsel of the ungodly. Look at what he's running away from. The blessed man will not walk in the counsel of the ungodly. And when we are talking about counsel, we are talking about advice. Schemes, plans of the ungodly. A person who is ungodly is a person who does not know God. Is a person who does not acknowledge God. Or a person who seems to acknowledge God, but yet he does not walk in the ways of God. That's an ungodly man. But the psalmist is saying, blessed is the man who will not walk in the counsel, the advice of the ungodly. Because kuneva mwevanu vano advise vanu zvinhu zvakashata. Zvinhu zvakaipa. Zvinhu zvinoparadza. Ah, come on somebody. Amen. You will find these people everywhere. You can find them around you. Kwaunoswera, you will find them. And what they are trying to advise you, they are trying to advise you on things that are destructive in your life. But then, David is saying, blessed is the man who will not listen to the advice of the ungodly. Because what you are saying is ungodly. What you are saying is that, you know, it doesn't build. Ah, come on, somebody. That is ungodly advice. You know, every man, every woman of God, when you are speaking, what you are speaking must be something that is seasoned with salt. Taura zvinhu zvakarungwa nemunyu. Taura zvinhu zvinovaka in your life. If you see someone who is speaking things that destroy, don't listen. Amen. People who are ungodly, they lack reverence and the fear of God. They don't fear God. They can do anything. They don't fear God. My God. They are sinful, immoral, unreasonable people. And you see, you know, the way this man is walking, this is ungodly. But you listen to the advice. The Bible says the blessed man will not walk in the counsel of the ungodly. When people speak evil, you don't listen. When people advise you to do evil, you don't listen. Then he says, blessed is the man who will not stand in the way of sinners. Don't be found where sinners are found. And in a church,
panomira vatadzi.
If you are a blessed man, don't stand where sinners stand.
Kwavano sangana usasangane navo kwavano sangana. Pavano wanikwa pane vamwe vanoti hanzi ukadziya moto wembavha niwe wati wachi wambavha.
Because mapurisa akasvika wakamira nembavha unongobatwa wonzi muri mesi.
My God. Andine cheche. Haugone kuita mukristo wani kwa mbawa.
My God.
Pana ari unenzwa pana.
Azviite.
Because you will not stand where sinners stand. You will not be found where sinners are found.
Andine cheche here pana. Nemangu mapata aendwe.
Just say I pass.
Nah, ndine cheche repana.
Amen. I pass.
You will lose your godliness.
Muzita rajeso, amen.
Then he says, this man will not sit in the seat of the scornful.
You will not be found in the assembly or a congregation of the scornful.
You know, to be scornful, to scorn, is to make mouths at, to talk arrogantly, to scoff.
Dabo taura nyaya kuti kutaura zvisingavaki, kutaura zvinoparadza.
Don't sit in the seat of the scornful. People who make mouths at other people. People who scoff.
You know. Yeah. Ukanzwa munhu achitaura kuti zvinobatsirei kunamata Mwari. That person is scornful.
Pana ari uninzwa.
Ah, zvaMwari zvacho zvombori nei. Scornful.
Ah, kaimbiro kanga vachiita nhasi.
Scornful.
Ye fekere yanga akaita ndomboidi. Scornful people.
Pana ari uninzwa.
So he's saying, don't be found sitting with the people who are scornful.
People who are always speaking negative about others, don't be found there.
Why? Because the Bible says every word that any man shall speak,
he shall be accountable before the throne of God.
Did you know that?
Did you know that?
Even a joke, you will be accountable.
Because the Bible says every word.
And in a church, how many words have you spoken today?
How many words did you speak today?
And I'm telling you today, every word that you have spoken, you shall be accountable. You shall answer for it.
Well, you didn't know.
Hallelujah.
If you are a godly man, speak like a godly man. If you are a godly man, act like one.
Hey.
Musita rajeso,
amen.
So, if you were listening carefully, the Bible says the man will not walk in the counsel of the ungodly. And he shall not stand in the way of sinners. And then he shall not sit in the seat of the scornful. So, panzi, walk, stand, sit.
What do you do every day?
You walk, you stand, you sit.
So these things are speaking about our day-to-day lives.
In our daily lives, when you walk, don't walk with people with bad advice.
When you stand, don't be found standing where sinners are standing.
And when you sit, don't sit with people who are scornful.
Tine cheche repana.
ukatonzwa useri kuda zvandiri kuparidza ndiwo andiri kuparidzira ndatoya zobatsira iwe nhasi hopedziri kubva kupi nditarisi vhura ziso rako unditarisi panaro ndinzwawo panaro haleluya church. So the blessed man will run away from these things. But then, as he is running away from these things, there are things that he pursues. Because you can go tease that the person that you pursue. No progress in your life. Teenage Repana. The Bible says, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. This man delights in the word of God. You know, delight means pleasure. His pleasure is in the law of God, in the instruction of God, in the teachings of God. That's where his delight is. So as he's running away from everything that is bad, from everything that is destroying him, he pursues the word. He delights in the word of God. Psalm 40 verse 8 says, I delight to do your will, O my God. Yea, your law is within my heart. You hear what he's saying? The psalmist is saying, I delight to do your will. I have pleasure in doing your will. Paneri, I not I have pleasure in doing the will of God. Muno. Une sure. Une sure. You have pleasure. You have delight. Hey, in doing the will of God, in other words, what God commands you to do in your life. Yes. And then he says, your law is within my heart. Shokorenyu, ndakariviga mumoyo. David and Vatora kuti shokorenyu, ndakariviga mumoyo wangu kuti ndirege kukutadzirai. Kureva kuti if the word of God is not hidden in your heart, you will sin against God, and you think life is normal. But because David is saying, when you do something wrong, that word will tell you this is wrong. And you are quick to go before the Lord and repent. Amen. Within your heart, the word of God must go deep into your heart. That is the only way it can change your life. Ah, my God, my God. Did they change here, Bana? You must become one with the word. You must identify yourself by the word. Our point am Christo good one punza guti. Unona matei. You know what? Pane vamwe vanhu vokuti akanzwa unze ningi anoenda kuchechi, handiti. Vanoti ani? But munhu iye ane makore achienda kuchechi. But unonzwa munhu achikanuka kuti ani? Because anenge aidi achikuona une kamugararamiro kasingaiti. Handine chechi here pana. Asifanodaro. Amen. Tende uka nasika. Wotenga kunamata. Andika. Vanhu voramba because wanga usati watendeuka. Vaka kuona usati watendeuka. Kwete kuti wakatendeuka. Woto ita time uchinamata. Vanhu voramba wachikanuka futi. Kuti hakana. Uyu. Ndo shanda naewo. Uyu. Ndo famba naewo. Hakana. Azviti. Kutomuti tendeuka onza. Hakana ana ningi wachinamata. Ndiende kuchechi. Because murumoya akato ipa undidariga. Never. It shouldn't be like that. Musita rajeso, amen. So what does he pursue? This man delights in the word of God. And in the word he meditates in it day and night. My God.
Shanzi day and what? Pambonzi weekly.
He meditates in it once per week. He meditates in the word monthly at the end of the month.
Vamwe venyu kana mautenda kuchurch ndobva kutotora bhaibheri wakuto duster duster manje ndakuenda kutembere.
That is not how the blessed man works or operates. How are you, brother? I'm blessed. Are you? The blessed man meditates in the word day and night. And you know what? When the Bible is speaking about meditating in the word, did it say reading and he reads it? It didn't say reading. Because some of us, when we read the Bible, we read it like a novel. We don't meditate in it. We don't study it. Can I explain a little bit more on that? When we are talking about meditating, when you look down this word, the definition of it, there is a word called to mema. Mema. What is it to mema? It's to speak under your breath without anyone hearing you. Oh, come on, somebody. So when you are reading the word to yourself, you mema under your breath. Huh? You ponder on the word. As you read the word, ask yourself, what is this Bible saying? Ask yourself, why is it saying this to me? Where? What? Where? Who? How? Why? Ask those questions. That is the key to knowledge. That is the key to understanding what the word is saying to your life.
When I read the Bible,
I don't understand it.
Pastor, pray for me so that I can understand the Bible. I will ask the same. When you went to school, did you hear anything when the teacher was teaching?
Because if you had gotten the art of listening and asking questions and trying to find truth, those are the same principles used in the Word of God. You analyze it. What is the question saying? How can I solve it? So the same comes, you know, to the Word of God when you read it. Don't just read it like a novel. Ask questions. Try to understand the Word of God. Meditate. Joshua chapter 1 verse 8 says, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. You see, I was talking about memory. So as you are walking, you mema. You quote verses.
Ah, come on, somebody. If I were to get a Sumudzana, I would end up with one memory verse. You know what you want? Digital. Amen.
You will find with Banamwan does not internalize one. But the Bible is saying meditate on it so that it gets down into your heart. Mustara Jesu, amen. So this book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate therein day and night. That you may observe to do according to all that is written therein. You see the reason now. The reason why he's saying meditate in it day and night is so that you may be able to observe. You must be able to observe the word. You must be able to do whatever is written in it. But if you don't meditate in it day and night, how will you know?
And how will you be able to do what is written therein? You cannot do what is written therein if you don't know what is written.
Reading the word of God itself is a blessing attached to it. The book of Revelation chapter 1, the Bible says, blessed is the man who reads. Yay!
Then you are blessed. Ukafika wristband, then you are blessed.
The Bible says he who reads.
And ukatayari even in the Bible, you know,
munhu haingo turikwa maoko pese pese.
Paul anotaudza Timothy kuti haikona kumhanya kuturika ruoko,
because you'll be made a partaker of the sins of the people.
Vauri kuturika maoko.
Yeah.
Aya. Saka semfundisa ufanira kungomhanya kuturika maoko.
Because kana wakuturika maoko, you are releasing a blessing. The patriarchs
awaimbonzwa kuti anamatira munhu. But paanenge akuda kufa ndopaanoti chiuyai vana vangu. Muuye apa ndikublessei ndopaanoturika maoko. Otanga kublessa.
Jacob, when he blesses Ephraim and Manasseh, akaturika maoko ka one. And he spoke words over them. And those words are the ones which what? Which came to pass in their lives.
Upenyu hwavo hwakabva hwaendera neshoko rakataurwa nani? Na Jacob. Ndine church here pano. But isusu makristu.
Man of God. Man of God.
Nas. Mangwana. Next week, uchapera bvudzi ndiwe. And hakuna kana chinombouya pamusoro pako. When you are not listening to what the word is saying.
You want to be blessed? Read the word. Blessed is the man who reads. Blessed is the man who will not in the walk in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stand in the path of sinners, nor sit in the seat of the scornful. The blessing comes by doing the word.
Ndine church here pana. You can be blessed nekuturika maoko, but it will take this, what I'm saying, to sustain the blessing over your life. Pana rondinzwa here pana.
Amen. Then Joshua goes on to say, for then thou shalt make your way prosperous, and then you shall have good success. So he's saying, through meditating day and night, you shall make your way prosperous, and you shall have good success.
Sawa zvona kuti makristu anonetsa vafundisi mahara.
Problem hainei nekuti mufundisi ndeyatadza kuparidza. Kauti ndiye atadza kuturika maoko kana kuti atadza kunamata. Problem ndeyako. Because you are failing to follow simple instructions. Meditate in the word day and night.
Amen. let me pause. Let me pause in the mbotari sa face the one. Chishi no mborema in trying to meditate in the word day and night. Chi chaizo chaizo chinorema. Chinga kutadzise kungo wananguwa. Ye kungo meditate in the word of God. In the morning. At lunchtime, in the evening, before you sleep. Chi. Tell me. Tell me. Problem in the end. Right. And you know what? I'm telling you this. Kune vanhu vakamhanya mhanya vakamhanya mhanya vakanounganidzana kwavanofunga kuti vanogona kuwana mablessings. Go and ask them. They are frustrated right now. Because they think the blessing of God will come by a man. Without following what the word is teaching you. Come on, somebody. Yeah, let me be truthful with you now. Would you rather I lie to you? Would you? You'd rather I tell you the truth, right? Because if I lie to you, I waste your time. Those who follow the blind, they will both fall into the ditch. So if I am blind, you better open your eyes. So that when I fall into the ditch, you don't fall into the ditch. Ah, dine church here, bana. Dine church here, bana. Many people would think God, you know, where there are crowds, that's where God is. I have news for you. I have news for you. God will only be with those that are faithful to him. And the Bible says the road to heaven is narrow, it's not wide. And then it says very few will find it. So if you want to make decisions, don't make them by majority rule. In a church, so if you want to be prosperous, if you want to have good success, meditate in the word. Read the word of God. From today, I'm going to change. Is there anyone who is making a commitment? Amen. Because when we teach, you are supposed to change. If you don't change, nothing will change. Deuteronomy 6, verse 6. And these words which I command you this day shall be in your heart. Mashinzwa. Shoko rim Bible arifana kuramba riri mbaibheri. Ngari them Bible ripinde mauri. Hey, be a walking Bible. And the church here pana. And you shall teach them diligently to your children. So if you have a family, teach the word diligently to your family. I know many people don't like to be taught the word kumba. But as a parent, you have the responsibility to teach your children the word. Amen. And you shall talk of them when you sit in your house. And talk about my words. And in a church, Shimbo Fungo time, I'm no pets and a family in you. Mulingam Chitauri. Mulingam Chitauri. Bora. Bora, eh? I think it's Shona Bora. Topets and what Shona Bora. Tapets are going to Tower after the Bora. Apana kana nguva yekumbo discuss about the words of God. Yeah. Unyatsoona kuti apana apane pane zvinhu zvoda kugadziriswa nditi. Tine church here pana. Munoswera muchitaura zvekuoma kweikonomi kuita kunge kutaura kwamunoita muchaichinja. Amuna kana kasimba kana one. Kekuchinja economy, you'd rather pray for it. But if we have a bit of mind, man, we do not pay the watch to us, ask a man. I was so joy, I was a morning. When you sit with your friends, discuss the word of God. Izvozvinhu zviri simple zvandikutaura ndo zvinotaura kuti moyo wako wabatwa naMwari. Izvozvo. There is evidence of you being a Christian. Musatombonyepera. Being a true Christian, there is evidence. Amen.
Amen.
And whatever, but the true evidence that you are a Christian, you are going to see. Pane zvandataura ipapa, audit yourself. Kana uri munhu akangwara. You audit your life. Andika. You audit your life. Uone kuti ish. Pakadai. You know, I need to what? To run away from this. And I need to start pursuing this. Andiri kuona zvandataura. Anangotaura kuti tiza, andika. But ndakuudza kuti tiza. Then ndo ndakuudza kuti chienda kupi. Omberera Jesu.
Amen. So talk of them when you sit in your house and when you walk by the way.
Pauri kufamba, taura nezvemashoko. Ah, ndine church here pana.
And when you lie down, ah.
You remember the message now when I preached what it means to love God.
Look at what the Lord is saying. What he's expecting in your life. And he was speaking this to the Old Testament people. What about you who are in the New Testament? You have a better covenant and you are born again, spirit filled. You must live better than David did. As David died, I wrote, "Moyo wangu unodokwairira. Mwari senondo inodokwairira vadzemvura." Ndokubvunza kuti, "Do you have the same hunger that David had?" You will find with David pamwatori pambere, but you are spirit filled.
Amen.
So when you lie down and when you rise up, David is speaking about every what aspect of your life. And you shall bind them for a sign upon your hand.
Ruoko ruako ruka, you know, if you have the word of God in your hand, muruoko, ruoko era rumboiti zvakaipa. You see what God was trying to do? He was trying to make his word a part of your everyday life. Andika, so that you what you walk in his word.
And they shall be as frontlets between thine eyes, Pamerav, my words.
So when you are looking, before you see anything, see his word. And you see anything else through his word. In other words, his word must be like
magras, spectacles.
So everything you see it through the word.
So you will not use your eyes to see evil if the word of God is in front of your eyes.
Huh?
If you want to understand anything, you understand it through the word. Is this right or wrong? Put the word as spectacles. Look through the word on the thing. You will see this is wrong. This is right.
No, my opinions in the world akawandisa. But take every opinion to the authority of the word. What does it say? For example, the issue kunetsa mazuva ano, thank God, our president refused it. The Western countries are trying to buy the Africans into homosexualism and what? Lesbianism, right? But our president said, no.
Kana imbu, wacha yo ichiziva kuti ihadzi, iirume. Taku kundwa nembu wakufunga.
You see? But they are saying what?
I was born like that. Seriously? But you need to wear the spectacles of the word now to say, no. The word of God says this. This is the work of the devil. And all those who do this, Andrika, shall be destroyed.
Hmm.
tine church iri pana. And you shall write them upon the posts of your house and on your gates. Mumba ngamusaite ma picture evakadzi vasina kupfeka kana varume vane masuru. Isai, the Lord is my shepherd in your house, kumadziro. Chendai munozvibvisa. Tine church here pana. In other words, all these things in your life should always keep reminding you of God. Reminding you of his words. Tine church here pana. Daily, you must be guided by the word. So what are the results of pursuing all these things? The Bible says you shall be like a tree that is planted by the rivers. Uchava semuti wakasimirwa pahova dzemvura. Unozva muti is representing the man. Mvura is representing the word of God and the spirit of God. So the Bible is saying you are being fed continually. Mutu wasiya nemuti wakajarwa kusina mvura. Uriko hauri kurarama. But the difference is this one is planted pa source yemvura. Tidechechere pana.
Amen.
And you know what is the result of that? The tree will bring forth fruit in his what? In his season. I want you to know that there is a season in everything. The preacher said there is a time to be born. There is a time to die. There is a time to be happy. There is a time to be sad. In other words, there is a time for everything under the what? The sun. So the psalmist is saying, in his season, he shall bring forth fruit. Don't even worry about where you are right now. God has a season for you. God has a season for each and every one of us. But the question is, will you remain planted by the rivers? Because unogona kubva from the river when your season is about to come. You are lured back into things that destroy your life when God was about to unleash his full blessing ones. Where did I say unleash? Have any church? So you will notice when we are talking about fruit, there is spiritual fruit, there is physical fruit. Kana waka plantwa pahova dzemvura, you will bring forth fruit. Huh? Which is a Christian fruit. Good works. The fruit of the Spirit in your life. Zvinhu zvinoratidza kuti zveshuwa uri muKristu. Amen, church?
Amen.
And then there is physical fruit. Why? Because the Bible says, and whatsoever ye will do shall prosper. My God. Those kind of words are a meditator, pashoko. Panzi, whatsoever. You put your hands to do it, shall what? Maybe you are trying to start a business, or maybe there is something that you are pursuing you want to do. But the Bible is saying, whatsoever you do, as long as you will, you know, you are like this, you are this blessed man I was talking about. Whatsoever you lay your hands to do, it shall prosper. Why? Because your hands are blessed. You know, it doesn't matter how long it takes. You know, maybe you try to do it and probably failed. Who said you cannot do it again? Whatsoever you shall lay your hands to do, it shall what? It shall prosper. Amen. But what about the ungodly? I said there are two ways. Amen. If you read from verse 4 to verse 6, it now talks about the ungodly. The Bible says, the ungodly are not so. By God. The ungodly are not blessed. The ungodly are not like the tree that is planted by the rivers. The ungodly will not bring forth fruit in their season. My God. And their leaf, it shall wither.
You know, there's something that I didn't say here about the man that is what? Blessed.
Amen?
The Bible says his leaf will not wither. In other words, he will be evergreen.
You think about that. This man will remain evergreen.
He will not wither.
But what about the ungodly? They are like the chaff which the wind blows away.
You know, there is a difference between chaff
and wheat.
Tikatora wheat, andika. You know, kumusha kutashansa rusero.
Wa
andika. Tokanda mudenga, chaff yonzi ne mepo, wham! Chinosarachi,
wheat. So the Bible is saying the blessed man is like the wheat. But the ungodly is like the chaff. They may coexist together in the same place. But each has come go ahead with the teacher to say, and the wind, wah, will take away the chaff. So the ungodly, they seem to be here for now. But the time will come when they shall be taken away.
Therefore,
the ungodly will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. They shall not stand when God judges the world. They will not stand. And when we shall enter into the congregation of the righteous,
when God said to me, I asked him, who are these?
He said to me, these are some of you in heaven, and you shall join them when you come up here. So God is saying, after all this that I have done, at the end of the day, I shall join the saints in the congregation of the righteous in heaven. But the Bible is saying the ungodly will not have that privilege of joining the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. The Lord knows the way of the righteous. He knows the way that you take. He knows where you are going. He knows the way of the righteous. But the way of the ungodly, it shall what? It shall perish.
But these are the two ways that the Bible was talking about. Now, as I conclude my message, ladies and gentlemen, hallelujah. I want you to have a lesson from Job. Who knows Job?
Job. Amen.
The Bible says in Job chapter 1, verse 1, there was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job. And that man was perfect and upright, and one that feared God and ran away from evil. Hallelujah.
He was perfect. He was upright. He feared God. And he ran away from evil.
I was talking about running away, right?
So Job was one man who ran away from evil and ran to that which was good. Amen. Then the Bible tells me that he was the greatest man in the Middle East.
Hallelujah, church.
And even when it came to possessions, no one had possessions like Job. Because he was a blessed man. Because he was following what Psalm 1, verse 1 said.
Didn't church here?
And when even, you know, his possessions, his family was destroyed. The Bible says his latter end became greater than his former. God blessed him with double. Yes. He was the greatest man. And God yet raised him to become twice as greater than he was before. My God.
Did the church hear it, Bana?
Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. And someone may say, I know, you know, I had better days before. Let me tell you, if you follow what I'm saying, you can be as twice as greater than you were. God is not finished with you. Hallelujah, church. Hallelujah, church. Fear God. Run away from evil. Delight in his word. Meditate in it so that you may do according to what is written therein. Let us stand up on our feet. We want to go before the Lord in prayer. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, Reba Sundarabakayande. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. Amen. The Bible says you must hear.